And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
This week brought another episode in the right-wing assault on UNC, as a committee of the Board of Governors voted to forbid the UNC Center for Civil Rights from going to court to protect people's rights. That is the core mission of the center, founded 15 years ago by the late legendary civil rights lawyer Julius Chambers, a UNC Law School graduate. The crusade was spearheaded by board member Stephen Long, a former member of the board of the right-wing Civitas Institute, a group that supplies the faux justifications for the ideological crusades being waged in Raleigh these days. The committee vote to prevent the center from helping people across North Carolina is a travesty, and as the center's staff attorney Elizabeth Haddix recently put it in a powerful column, the ban on helping communities and families, quote, directly contradicts the public service mission of the university. Now it is up to the full board to decide the fate of the center, but there's little doubt about the outcome. Never mind the university's mission, this is not a reasonable debate. It's a crusade, remember. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.